Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
How are you? Okay, this is a very short service. We have taken some of our time already. The fourth from heaven. The fourth from heaven. This is a song of Deborah. And this song is filled with revelation. When you get to them, you can read from chapter 5 of Judges. And read it down. You will see the song composed there when God fought and won for them victory. They have been under a very wicked king and Sisera, the warrior. And that will trouble them for so many years. But when Deborah got there as a judge, nobody could confront Sisera and the king. But God used a woman. You thought the woman is a weaker vessel. So if a woman is that weak and God can use her, so many years you have been looked at as a weakling and you cannot fight your battle. Now, not be my power, but I pray for you, the Lord will fight for you. Yeah. The fourth from heaven. That is the topic of this message, the fourth from heaven. Judges chapter 5, verse 20 to 21. Deborah agreed. He said, we fought. But the real secret behind it is that somebody was fighting for us. Where you are seated today, I want to pray for you. The Spirit of God will fight for you. Yeah. Am I in the right church? The angel of God will fight for you. Yeah. They fought from heaven. The stars in their crosses fought against Sisera. Let me stretch your hand to that Bible passage. Let me use a summer prayer for you. Where you know if you enter, but they have decided to finish you, angels will fight for you. Yeah. You are not interested in this prayer? Stars will fight for you. Yeah. Breeze, hair will fight for you. Yeah. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen. Yeah. Say them. I didn't amplify the game for you. If you are thinking we are weak, if you are thinking because we don't talk, if you are thinking because we are Christians, because we are pastors, if you are thinking that it's just a good thought, they're not going to do anything, and decide to step on our toes, in some battle we don't even need to fight, God will fight for us. You come and see. Judges chapter 5, verse 20 to 21. I was thinking, as a young minister, I was free. 2 weeks after I married, I slept and I had a dream. And I saw the people I surrounded myself with as pastors. Pursue me to a pit. And when I got to the back of the pit, see my leg is like this and that's the pit. And they said, we are going to put you into this pit. I woke up and shouted. And I said, Kilo day. Whoever is smiling with you, but they have planned to finish you. And this is my prayer for them. The Lord will take up the battle. Yeah. Surely you working in lucrative offices? People know they come office with empty IO. People don't bow things before they come to office. So I got to church. I think I slept in the church that day. So I told my wife, I said, there are some guys around me that want to kill me. I said, don't cry. I said, watch out, I'll finish them one by one. But I'm just telling you to be careful. And it's not joke. It's not joke. I don't force anybody to be my son. Mm-mm. You can't be my son. Don't be my enemy. Live your life and live my life. And I started praying. And this was the prayer I prayed. Let the elemental forces fight for me. Let fire fight for me. Let the hair fight for me. Let sand fight for me. Let the fire in their house fight for me. Especially when they gather. Let them fight for me. And one day, maybe Benson will remember. They gather themselves in one of the houses of a member. You will remember. And they went inside the room. And they began to discuss about this small boy. And the computer pressed 11. I have prayed the prayer. So as you are going to pray this prayer now, computer will record it. Hey. and they left a son and a daughter in the palace. The son rose up against the sister and plucked out the eyes of the sister. That was the end of the meeting. And that was how God scattered all of them. That person and those pastors, all of them left me alone. One major battle you are fighting now. The joker that will make them to leave you. I see God bringing out for them in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me? I said one joker that will make them to leave you. And when eyes don't come out, they're not going to leave me. The Lord is bringing that joker in the name of Jesus. Sit down, but don't go down. John, my younger brother, is a pastor now, came to greet me from Abuja. I, John, and Timothy, Pastor Timothy, we were outside the church, in a former church. This thing has worked for me. I want to teach you. That's don't fight with anybody. But let them fight with you. Bible says, associate yourself. He said, you shall be brought to nothing. He said, take counsel. There's no problem. He said, but that is not stand. I read to you the other time, the Bible said, and the Lord refused to hearken to Balaam. I know the fight person. But if anybody fight me or fight you or fight my pekin, hey, spirit day, fire day, angels day, in the arsenal of God, I see them fighting for you in the name of Jesus. And they gave me a letter in front of my two younger brothers to come and explain myself. That church is very close when you are going on Ijegu Road by the light. I read. They said, come and explain to us. They mentioned the name of the Associated Christian Association. I said, read this thing for me, they read. I didn't even go to anywhere. I just said, Father, they want to try me. Imitate an uncle. You know, when you get juju or when you get spirit, you are looking for where to use it. Yes, sir. As a spirit of God. How they go no sin and call himself. Well, you have to go to that place. Scatter all of them. That church, oh yeah, scatter them. Ah. Ah. Bensi, Oma scatter. They sold that church. The Geo ran away. Even coconut tree turned that daughter do what? I get the spirit. See, I say I get what? Because I know the code. Jesus Christ the same yesterday. Uba, today and forever. The God that fights for me will fight for you. Sit down, but don't go down. I just gave you two. So that when we are in the Bible, you will not be thinking, there's no I have seen how God slowed down my enemies. Gave them sicknesses that will make them to leave me alone. Should I continue? Judges 5:20. Very short service, eh? Very contagious. From heavens. Stars fought from their courses. They fought against Sisera. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. By the power in the blood of Jesus, from heaven, star will fight for you. From heaven, angel will fight for you. Now, whoever carried name of Sisera in your life, and they said they will not let you go, God of heaven will bring an end to them in the name of Jesus. If you are the only person I'm praying for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down. This particular battle was led by a woman. And he has an assistant. The man said, I can't lead this one. But the woman cried to God. So it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender. When they think they can disturb you, do you still have your mouth? Can you still cry to God? Then there is a God to answer. But if you fold your arms and start crying, they want to kill me. And they go kill you. But if you begin to cry to God, Bible says, call unto me and I will answer. And I will show you great mighty things that you don't even have knowledge of. After today, the God that has fought my battle for me, the God that has been fighting the Bible, he will take up your battle in the name of Jesus. No matter how weak they think you are, this is only for 75 of you. Let's make it 105. No matter how weak they think you are, God will bring them down for you in the name of Jesus. So, please sit down. There is a day. They fought. Look at it again. They fought. Judges 5:20. They fought. So there is a day. There is a day. And this day are not weak. This day they are greater. This day they are stronger. This day they are plentier. Oh my God. This day they are powerful. And God did not use he, plural, singular. He didn't say he fought. He didn't say she fought. He said they. That means there are many, plenty and varied. No wonder the Bible says in Psalm 46 verse 7, our God is a Lord of hosts. Why hosts? Because they're plenty. The people behind you, the people fighting for us, they are plentier than the people against us. I know they join to fight anybody. In fact, any case you bring to me, I will support the person I know see. Because I believe you might be joining something to eat. And they say, Daddy, I'm the one. You're no, I don't support you because I'm seeing you. Because I will not go and start a battle. God will not fight me. If you are here, they have gathered to finish you. Angels will gather to finish them. Yeah. They fought from heaven. Why heaven? Bible says it's in the book of John chapter 3 verse 31. People from heaven are stronger than people on earth. He that comes from above is above all. You don't understand. He who comes from the earth belongs to the earth. The people fighting you and me, they are earthly. But the people fighting for us, they are heavenly. Hey. And taught the language of earth. The people fighting against you, they are speaking the language of the earth. People fighting for us, they are speaking the language of the spirits. His words are from a earthly standpoint. But the world, the people fighting for us, they are from a spiritual standpoint. Kai, don't try our God. It seems sometimes he doesn't talk. It seems sometimes he gives them chance. But when their cup is full, he begins to finish them. Whoever has planned to finish you, God will finish them. This amen, keep it in your pocket. I want a better one. I say, God will finish them. Put the Bible passage back. John, I'm still reading it. He said, he who comes from heaven is far. He that is fighting for us is from heaven, sir. And is far above all others, sir. Look at his far superior to all others, sir. In prominence, sir. Oh, God. Somebody help me shout a big hallelujah. So there is a God that fights for us. Yes, look at it very well. And God fight with anything. God can fight with the wind. God can fight with thunder. God can fight with fire. Are you here with me? God can fight with storms. He can fight with hail. And when God decides to fight, you don't lose. You become the winner. When God decides to fight for you, all your enemies become the loser. Let me pray a little prayer on top of your head. God has taken over your battles. This particular day, the Lord disgraced Sisera. When they saw Sisera before, they used to shake. That day, Sisera shook. The Bible said that rain started falling. When you get home, read from Judges chapter 5, from verse 1, when rain started falling, he thought it was a joke. Rain fought them. After rain finished, stars in heaven started fighting. What can God not use to fight? Who can battle with my God? Who can battle with my God? Who can battle with my God? Help me answer.
I say nobody.
That's not the only time God has helped people. God has helped people several times. I'll give you just two or three. Then I continue. Revelation chapter 12 verse 15. 12:15. You are there for me. Fire will fight for you. Then out of his mouth the serpent spouted forth water like a flood. So there's plenty of water. You want to carry the woman away, that she might be carried out with the torrent. Verse 16. What happened in verse 16? But the earth came to rescue the woman. Oh, yeah, stretch your hand. Let me pray. Your legs are on the floor. The earth that your legs are on will fight for you. Amen. It's not good. The earth will fight against your enemies. But the earth rescue the woman. Whoever is bearing anything on the earth to tamper with your life so that you can follow them, so that you can manipulate your life. Let me tell you, the earth will fight against them. And the ground open its mouth and swallow all the stream of water with the dragon has spouted from his mouth. So God can use the earth. As if that's not enough, carry your Bible, let me show you. Exodus chapter 14, verse 24 to 25. The battle between Israelites and Pharaoh. Pharaoh started pursuing Israelites. He pursued them with chariots, as if he wanted to go and fight war. He took his best captain, Odeh. He took his best general, Mumu. He was fighting them. God allowed him to come close. Are you here? It seems your enemies are getting close. God wants them to come close so that they can give them he can close up their life. And they followed them again. If you have sense, you saw that water open. As water opened before in your generation, you don't have sense. You now follow them again. You know, you left your territory. It's like a bird want to go and a dog want to go and fly here, meet a bird, dog and bird. He go catch him. You saw the water open. You are supposed to tell your horse and do like this, yeah? You now enter. Any enemy that enter into this service with you, any power that enter into 2025 with you, they enter into June with you, and still they are still firing arrows. Israel saw the end of Pharaoh. You will see their end. Now Bible I talk, no incantation. Deborah saw the end of Sisera. You will see their end. Monica saw the end of Haman. You will see their end. Oh my God. The woman saw the end of the dragon. You will see their end. If you are the one, I pray for yourself. Seven amen and pack your blessings. Somebody say it. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. Exodus 14:24-25. So it happened at the early morning watch before dawn, that the Lord looked down on the army of this Egyptian through the pillar of fire and cloud and put them in a state of confusion. This is what God is going to do for your enemies. He made their chariots wheel hard to turn, and the chariots difficult to drive. So the Egyptian said, "Let us flee from Israel." It was too late, for the Lord is fighting for them. It was too late. By the time they said they want to turn back, if you read further, the Lord said, Moses, oh, that was it then. Oh yeah, use the road back. And please don't be a believer and hate people. Don't be a believer and be terrible. Just be a child of God, because God does not stay behind two people. When two nations rise against each other, God is not behind the two of them. That no, God is behind one. So God used water to finish Pharaoh. The water your enemies will drink will finish them. I don't like your response. I said their water will finish them. Number one, the Lord will confuse them. Then the Lord will make them. They will not be able to stop. They will follow you to the point of death in the name of Jesus. And that death, they are the one that will die it. If you are the one, I pray for, shout amen. Carry your Bible. Let me show you two more before we pray. Exodus 14:26-27. Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may come over the Egyptians. And the world, their world chariots and their charioteers. So Moses stretched out his hand, and the sea returned to its normal flow. At sunrise, all the Egyptians retreated right into it, being met by the returning water. So Lord overthrew the Egyptian. God will overthrow your enemies and toss them into the midst of the sea. That day, they didn't see Pharaoh again. There comes a point in your life, you will not see your enemies again. I don't know whether I don't want to pray for you, will not see them anymore. Joshua chapter 10, verse 10 to 11. They fought. God will fight for you. Come and see what happened here. in a battle between Amorites and Joshua. Will you read with me? Go. And the Lord caused them to panic and be confused before Israel. See, look at me. Let me give you an update. Somebody say update. Are you ready for this update? When two enemies all of a sudden now become friends to fight you, just send them one small spirit called the spirit of confusion. Update. That Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not ready for update, forget it. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of confusion from your arsenal go into the camp of my enemies. No mention anybody. Oh, yeah, say, let me hear you. Go. What are you saying? Listen. You are stammering again in prayer. Listen. Say the choir. Listen. And what should you do? Father, in the name of Jesus, let the spirit of confusion from your arsenal enter the camp of my enemies. Say your own. Ekari, who you say again? Let me hear you. Benny. You are doing well. Oh, yeah, say one more time. You're sweeting me. Go. Yes. Oh, yeah, say amen. You see, when that spirit enters the place, bah. You say, why are you talking about him like that? You say, why are we not planning together? Who is planning with you? Avig bass. Avig boss. So they now begin to fight among themselves. So we've seen confusion entering into their midst when the fellowship of Israel to the sea. Look at it again here. And the Lord caused them to panic and be confused before Israel. That's how they go be confused in front of you. And he struck them dead in a great slaughter at Gibeon. Look at, and chased them along the way that goes up to the Basuran and struck them as far as Azekah and Makeda, as they fled before Israel. Your enemy will run for you. While they were at the descent of Beth-Horon, the Lord threw down large what? Stone. Okuta. God can use anything to fight. Have you ever used stone to stone somebody before? Now God used his hand to stone somebody's head. We are focusing. From heaven, God gets stone in heaven. So there is a particular place. And we put that one bed. Very, very. I could put a main stone to my shine. From heaven on them, as far as Ezekiel, and they buy. You don't see them there? They do what? I continue. More Amorites die because of the hailstones than those whom the sons of Israel killed. So, see, the weapons in heavenly is more than the one. Oh, yeah, stretch your hand to the heavenly. And say, oh, heaven, fight for me. Oh, heaven, fight for me. You are not saying it very say seven times. Go. Oh, heaven, that is number one. Oh, heaven, number two, come on. Oh, heaven, that's number three. Oh, heaven, that's number four. Oh, heaven, number five. Oh. Oh, heaven, that's number six. Oh, heaven, shout a big amen now. Sit down, but don't go there. Let me show you another one before we pray. 1 Kings 20:29 to 30. We also see here how the heavens fought for the children of Israel when they rose up against them. Right. Rose up against them. Don't rise up against anybody. Don't rise up against anybody. Because when God decided to fight for them, and if any decide to fight in it from the heavenlies, oh man, bad. 2 Kings 20:29-30. So they camp opposite each other for 7 days. Then on the seventh day, the battle began. And the sons of Israel, look at it, killed 100,000 soldiers in a single day. But the rest ran to the city of Aphek. And the city wall did what? I'm not hearing. The city wall did what? God used wall. How can a wall, ogiri wall like this, fall on 27,000 people? Our God is too much. So if you are here and it seems God is not answering us, God wants them to gather enough. One, two, four, two, gather enough. All of them gathering. Then in one stroke, God will finish them. Amen. See, Ben-Hadad escaped and the city into the escape and came to the city, going to the inner chamber. Don't worry. Next time, I'll show you how this one took place. Not today. God will fight for you. 2 Samuel 18 verse 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's a woman on my right. You're sitting right there. They told your husband that you are shining more than him. You are from east. And they are teaching your husband to fight you. This is my prayer. Lord, let this man receive sense. Let every manipulation coming to that family go back to sender.
Amen.
Let this man receive sense.
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 Amen.
Let him not use his hand to scatter his house.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Lord.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let him abandon Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 8. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. Bible said they fall from heaven.
Yes.
Look at me, they are still fighting.
Yes, sir.
And they will still be fighting.
Yes, sir.
Bible said those that know their God shall be strong. For the battle was there. Scattered all over the face of the country. Look at it. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Wait in the wood. The trees. They void more people that day than the sword they void. The wood that is standing like this, when they pass, you kill them. When they pass, you kill them. God will use anything to fight for you.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord put a new song in the mouth of Deborah after winning. She did not wait to compose the song. She composed the song immediately after the battle. Now, let me pray for you. The Lord will put a new song in your mouth.
Yeah.
Amen, Yehuda. I don't know the battle you have been fighting, but God put a song in the mouth of it. The brother said, we fought, but this is not our hand. No, this is not us. Some of you are thinking that it was a stone David threw into the head of the Goliath that catch him. Nobody saw. The Lord entered into that stone. Go and try it now. Go and use catapult. Go and use catapult in Nassau Rock. Go now. Take catapult, go. It was God that entered the catapult. The brother said, we fought, but this is not our hand. He says, even stars fought. I don't know what we need to fight for you, but I'm praying for you. You try to do business, they said no. You try to organize your life, they said no. God will use everything available to fight for you in the name of Jesus. Let me show you one more before we pray. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 8. Look at how God eliminated a very strong enemy of David. A very strong enemy of David. For the battle was there scattered. 2 Samuel 18 verse 9. Please. Verse 9. Now Absalom happened to meet David's men. He was riding on the mule, that is a baby horse. Or something like that. As the mule went down the thick branches of a large oak tree, Absalom's hair got stuck, caught in the what again? Waiting, catch him. Tree go catch you anyway.
Yeah.
It was left hanging in the mid-air while the mule he was riding under. That was the end of Absalom. Absalom gathered all the wife of David on the balcony on gunpoint. He slept with all of them in front of all Israel. Sometimes the enemy think they are having a nice day. He did not stop there. He went to join Ahithophel. Look at the name. Ahithophel. And that one failed. Yes, now. And both of them decided to fight this anointed man of God. I'm praying for you. Your children will not fight you.
Amen.
That man is not good. I said your children will not fight you.
Amen.
Because when he starts, God is going to be behind one person. That's it. When any party you want to start, please remember this today, my dears. God is going to be behind how many person? Ask yourself, this that I want to start, is God behind me? My son was telling me when I was coming now that somebody was threatening him in the office. The boy said he knows Ogun. I was just laughing. He said, the boy said, I will use Ogun. I will turn you to my client. See, now I've not said anything. I said, what do you do? He said, me and my mama will pray. Yes. He said, my mama was praying in the parlor. He was praying in the bedroom. I said, I'll try. If you get to office on Tuesday and that boy is still normal, let me know. If on Tuesday that boy is still normal, just come and say, hello, papa, he's still normal. Then I will switch to the spirit. You don't use Ogun to threaten people. Anytime madman get to transformer, you know they enter transformer. Even Ogun, all the name of whatever you are doing in your east or south there, they know when they see trans, you go transform them. Romans chapter 8 verse 37. One does he think he is safe. How are we sure? No problem. The Bible said, look at the mindset you have, nay, in all these things. Will you remember this passage? Yes, you are sick. And it seems you are going to die. Yes, you are delayed. Yes, they have gotten this. It seems they are enjoying themselves. The Bible says, in all these things. Not in some of these things. We are more than conquerors. Not just a conqueror. Through him that loved us. This is the mindset you should carry. That the battle you are going through is not your battle. This is the mentality of a victor you should have. That the enemy will not finish you. That when it's time for you to rest, you are not going to die in the hands of your enemies. Hey. This is the confidence we have. That nothing can harm us. I do counseling for people. But they bring you to come and meet me in counseling. Several times they pointed things into my eyes. Several times they put things on my chair. Say, I'm telling you. Okay. Deliverance minister. Several times do deliverance. You don't know after they've done deliverance, they fire arrow back. The demons will go and meet them. You say, who? He says, you know, pastors that sent me out, they will begin to monitor you. But thus hear the Lord, they will not get you.
Yeah.
Listen to this. And please tell me the class where you are. Today, listen. The universe. Element. Air. Land. Fire. Everything called element. Is never going to be behind the man that God is against. Don't forget it. The whole universe is against the man that God is against. The whole universe is backing the man that God is behind. Because God created the universe. I want to pray for you. Whoever take the edge to cause you shall run mad.
Yeah.
Eh? Whoever carry water to cause you, I mean, water will carry them away.
Yeah.
Ben, whoever is calling your name inside gas cooker, inside fire, that fire will burn there.
Yeah.
Well, you have lost your picture. Whoever is burying your picture. Nowadays, people go to the site to carry people's picture. And you cannot do without picture. Anything you will snap. You are in the bathroom, you will snap. You are eating, you will snap. Benny, you are sick, you will snap. You snap. See my face, my fans, see my face. anybody, Benny, anybody. If I'm tired of seeing a particular lady in this church, anytime lady, I say this girl no dey tire. I just scroll. I beg. Anybody carrying your picture, opening the earth, carrying the picture of your pikin, your husband, your wife, opening the head to bury them. As they are burying it, they bury their glory. Yeah. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear loud as amen now. Yeah. What am I going to do so that heaven will fight for me? You've got to be a child of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. But as men receive him, they get power to become sons of God. Even them that believe on his name. Then, I was preaching in Liberia. You can please check the video. They are watching me now in Liberia. They watch me in every service too. You can please ask them. And the Lord said, there are three ladies here that the deep here are tied. Yes, go and find out the video if you didn't watch it. And the three ladies came out and said, you went there for help, but they have tied you. Can I beg you, all guys and ladies here, watch the place you are going to in the name of solution. So the three girls came out. One of them married. The two are not married. It was very bad. I thought this was what I can quickly handle and continue the service. It was a great mistake. It was bad. Thank God for strong guys. When we start, I just thought I would just, in the name of Jesus, you are not possessed for Nigeria. You are not possessed for Nigeria. You want people who are possessed, go to those sides. How can I be doing the rest of somebody? Go to the rest of me. It was God that saved me. The demon of the Babalawo was inside. If you say you are a child of God, stay in one place and stop confusing angels. Angels will be following you. Now, and angel will say, it's not part of assignment. You wait outside. What happened to you there is between you and the Babalawo. What is looking? What is doing you? The other one went there because he wanted the husband to love her. They gave her something and he was going there. Babalawo was sleeping. Like, God forbid, maybe one of the children belongs to the Babalawo. And all you women say, he doesn't love me. When a man's work has problems, he can't love you. He can't love you. What is love? You want to pay bills. You are talking about love. Forget what you are looking at television. Television a lie. I told you, you see two people sleeping like this beside each other, their mouth know the smell. How can you sleep like this? Nobody will go pay you. Even as smallish as Paul is, he's sleeping on my chest now to die. He says, sleeping here. Oh, Lord, me equal. They are looking at the vision. Not lie. When a man has a problem with his work, that is his lover. That's his girlfriend. When you see a man carrying ladies to a hotel, to wherever, it's because God has blessed him. When you see a man carrying his family, say, let's go on holiday. Let's go this because God has blessed him. Be sensitive. When there's no money in that man's hand, he forgets love. He's thinking, house rent is next month. But he's saying, I'm even dressing. I even changed to 90. God punished 90. He wants to pay house rent. He says, not romantic. Even outside, even other men are saying, other men want your... Is it other men now? Other men, they want your body. You know, he said, it's not romantic. A man is not romantic when he wants to pay his bills. Somebody said, yeah, you. Don't deceive yourself. Look, I'll be better pastor for you. I'll not be motivational speaker. Yes. A pastor is not telling you, me romantic, tell your wife is beautiful. Pray for the man that is walk, you walk first. When a man walk. Men have several ways to say, I love you. I just bought you this. Baby girl, check it out. But when there is no money, love back walk. So where are you going to in the name of looking for love? And that's what is happening now. You are looking for love. Love yourself first and stay in one place. Say where? Love yourself. You don't love yourself. You want someone to love you. Pray for that man at least to change for him and watch. But no, you're going about. That's what's happening now. So many false prophets. So many. We read one. I was listening to one, and my heart broke. Came to the mountain to pray. You took her somewhere. You raped her. The girl said, "I'm pregnant." He said, It is heaven. You'll go and bear that child." The woman died. And these are celebrated people. Stay in one place. Fame does not mean that God is behind somebody. Popularity does not mean that God is behind them. And most people that are popular and this, they have things they do behind the scene. Don't let them use you to promote ritual. And when they call low, you for update and upgrade. See, I hear you. So many people are getting lost in. You think I don't understand what I said? They say they are getting lost in. They are still lost in now. Stay in one. Let them know this is the cult I belong. This is the church I belong. This is the group I belong. This is where I belong. I don't belong to here and here. The Lord is the Lord of hosts today. He's not Lord of hosts and Lord of Lucifer. I told my family, the day I introduce to you another God, expose me. You know the age of my younger daughter there? Very small. I said, "Daddy, you do things for people. This thing, you go make heaven." I said, "My man." I said, "Sorry. Come and see what I'm doing. It's Bible I'm doing." She now said, "I don't know." I said, "It's Bible." So from small, they knew that I don't have any other God except God. Stay in one place. Stay how many places? Not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. You want God to fight for you. You're going from one shrine to the other. You're sending money to village. You're sending money to this thing. We'll be asking them, "What did you go and do in Uyo?" They will not talk. They'll be asking them plenty. So when you come to my house, I say, "What did you go and do in Ekiti?" He said, "Daddy, I just Ekiti first." And because of solution, I say, "You are finished. What about you again?" Stretch your hand to this altar. Let me pray for you. Wherever you have entered. Because this prayer I want to pray now, you need to be delivered. Wherever you have entered and they have tied you down. Wherever you have entered and they have turned you to their client. Today, the Spirit of God deliver you. Amen. Yeah. I said, God deliver you. Number two, you want God to fight for you. Don't forget, number one, you have to be a child of God. In and out. Where? In and out. Yes. Not just in the church. No, in and out. Number two, you have to be an obedient child of God. The Bible says. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 11. If they obey. And they trust, they will eat the best of the land. He said, but if they rebel, he said, then go suffer. You know, go suffer. Isaiah 1:19, not 1:11. Number three, what do I do? Thank you, it's fine. What do I do so that heaven will fight for me? In fact, look at me. It's not joko. It's not joko. I must not cry to God. All the people I have cried to God for, I saw some of them. And I cry again. I have cried in front of a particular brother. I said, "Look at." I said, "I can never cry again for you." And I drop my tears. Ben, when you are a child of God, has your child cried to you before? You don't even want to know the person that is out. You are mad. That what did you say, Nishombe? When you are a child of God, in and out, you obey Him. He said, "Mariam." He said, "Stay there. I'm about to start." No, God will say, "No, you have obeyed me. Shift." One of my daughter here married. And when she married, I'm not going to describe her. She married at a very old age. She married the man Sofaram. So the family of the girl came and said, "Sir, our sister said, came here." I said, "Yes." I said, "No, not true. How come she's suffering?" I said, "Who is suffering? Give me her number." I said, "Hello? Is it true?" He said, "Yes, daddy. Suffering we are." He said, "The man has the picture of the wife that has died all over the house. And the man will not give me money." I said, "You're a fool. Ibia. Do what? What? After she bear, I said, do this. Do this. Do this. Today, she's paying me tithe. What are you telling me? When you are in the will of God, somebody, oh, I love Bemu. Can I take Bemu? Inside the will of God. I didn't come to a Ikotun. Ikotun is not part of what I like. And I came to a Ikotun. Some people said they are a Christian association. Christian association of what? In the will of God, when they fight you, God will take up the battle. Out of the will of God, you are on your own. Or your. There's somebody here today that God will fight for. Number three, believe that prayer can answer you. Prayer. Ben, I drew and back. Yesterday you reigned in my life. God, the answer prayer.
Today come rain.
God, the answer prayer.
And rain forevermore.
God, the answer prayer.
Yesterday you reigned.
I said, God, the answer prayer.
You reign in my life.
Hallelujah.
Today come rain. And rain forevermore.
Concentrate on Jesus. Don't just pray. Believe that with Him, how many things are possible? Some of you prefer to cry to men. I don't cry to men. In fact, people say I'm proud. I'm not proud. I won't ask you for anything. Oh, but I have a Father. Almighty Father. King of kings and Lord.
I have a Father.
When I lie down, I begin to tell God everything I say you say I should do, I've done. I've done this, I've done this. I've even done what I want to say I should do. I must not be stranded. Kill it tomorrow. Forget about everybody and concentrate on Jesus. He will touch the right people to help you. Looking unto Jesus. Lord unto your day. Lord unto your day, O Lubala. Come on to us from useless uncles. There are two banks in Nigeria. One of them was owned by my uncle. Uncle Benny, my father's side. The other one, my in-law, was the head. They did not help. But you know what? They are both in the village now. Ask him his name. You will know. I that they did not help, I'm here. Very close to the airport. On one week boat. Don't just put your eyes on Jesus. Pray that God will release fire upon your problems. God will release what?
Fire.
For our God is a what? I'm not hearing you. For our God is a what? And I want to add this. Please, if you are here till today, you don't have a covenant with God. You are not a tighter. It's the hard covenant with God. That's why you see God fighting for them. What's coming up between you and God? What's coming up between you and God? What's your family doing for God? Does God even know your family? Are we sure that if you die now, the legacy and the convictions and philosophy of that family will not die? Can't believe the age of my boy. When Soji and Pastor Peter Ogbefu was, you remember? And the boy said, all these people, at maybe 3 years or 4 years, he knew what his father was in that age. I have watched these children pay tight. I see the alert. I have seen Ben at this age. What conviction do you have? I'm telling about your children now. What have you put in them? Are you sure when you are down, they can pray and say, Father, Lord, Daddy is down, Mommy is down. Hey. Or you are sports them. A child of 16, 17 years, only girlfriend, and has three girlfriend, and you, the useless mother knows. You are even looking which one of them is rich. And you are coming to this church. May God help me pursue you. Because when it happened, say when we are going to, you don't go pronounce that church. I have taught you. God is not going to be behind you if you are dirty. You have to clean up. Is there any covenant in your life? What can you do now? And God will answer now. There are things I know now. Heaven will answer now. Yes. And part of what I know, I teach you. I want to pray for you. Your own will not be too hard. What is the covenant between you, your family, and God? The family you are building is bigger than the family you came from. Are listening to me now? The family I came from is good, but the family I'm building must be stronger than the family I came from. You have anger in you, and you put it to all your children. Your children will sit down beside people they cannot greet. And you too, you are lion of the tribe of Akure. That is the legacy you give to your children. You taught them, don't greet anybody in the church. Good, continue. The time of battle is coming. I want to see how God will fight for you and your children. The cell light went off. They were playing ball. My son went to kneel down and pray. This is where that is to pray. They brought light back. Convictions. What I poured into them. What have you poured into your children? My daughter was going to travel. I said, I'm not going to go and start telling people. I carry all we had, 1 million. Wisdom, take, we pray. That week, we received money, 21 million. Your money no reach harm. Say, maybe not church. That's the convention, the covenant. And God said, Abraham, I know he will teach his children perception. The things that is between me and him, what are you teaching your children? Your children are wearing skirt like this out. They cannot sit down without covering something. After they finish sitting down, they will not use that like this and do like this. I said, open that thing for us. It's for general. What are you doing like this? Like cup. Open it for us. We want to see. Your children will dress and they are opening cleavage. In fact, what is outside now is breast everywhere, mammary gland. If they are good ones, they will be better. It is useless one. That's why they are exposing it. You don't expose something good. Even the iPad, you cover it. Dress, you cover it. How come your own something, you didn't cover it? Mama, let us pray. You don't do. I said, don't do what? You want God to fight for you. You don't have any fire. Till now, somebody is holding your hand. You follow them. Let them come and hold my hands. I'll come and follow them. If you not take me to your bank. I come and hold my hand now. You now hold my hand. Say, touch and follow. You touch me and follow. I'll follow you. I said, where are we going to? Your house. Now bank. Bank. Let's go to Access. Hallelujah. The Lord will fight for you. That's your feeling. Let's pray. Are you blessed a little? But you see, if you are not a child of God, I'm telling you, God cannot fight for you. If you are still here, you are keeping charm in the house, God cannot fight for you. If you are here, you are keeping malice, God cannot fight for you. If you are here, you are bitter, God cannot fight for you. If you are here, you are wicked, God cannot fight for you. Ben, because some of us have very deep, grounded wickedness. I'll be laughing in the church, but when they step on your toes, the way they will look at the person. Even when you tell somebody, it's okay, I will still kill you. You are wicked. Put your hand on your chest. Every wickedness in me. The wickedness didn't want you to pray. Say, every wickedness, every bitterness, no hear you, unforgiving spirit, say, malice, get out of my life. Oh, yeah, lift up your voice and pray. Are you praying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say after me, sin will not block my prayer today. No, hearing is a sin will not hinder my prayer this morning. Can you lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody, very quickly? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Lord says, I should pray for you. Stretch your hand to this altar, let me pray for you. I don't know the battle you are fighting, but right now, let God take over. Your amen is not good. I don't know the battle you are fighting. I said, let God take over. From the heavens, let God fight for you. On the earth, let God fight for you. With the wind, let God fight for you. With the stars, let God fight for you. With water, let God fight for you. With the hair, let God fight for you. I'm not hearing you. Any star here in bondage, let your star be released. Any star here in pain, let the star be released. Any power that has tied down or sitting down in your glory, let them leave you alone now. Every failure in your bloodline, I command them to scatter now in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. Any failure, any problem in your bloodline, let them leave now in the name of Jesus. Any star here that they say will not shine, star, oh yeah, begin to shine by fire. And they say, star, shine by fire in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me know you are there. Say, let your star shine by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power controlling your life, let them back off from now in the name of Jesus. Power controlling your destiny, let them go back now in the name of Jesus Christ. This one will get impact to a calabash. Mirror that they are using to monitor you, oh yeah, shatter in the name of Jesus. Open your eyes. Let me cause a little trouble. Please. There are some things that are good in the house, but we control them. One of the things we control in the house is fire. No, be so? Yes, sir. The second thing we control is gas. No, be so? Yes, sir. I'm not here. No, be so? Yes, sir. As powerful as elephant is, what do? They control them. Another thing I want to control in your house is mirror. Let the mirror get away from your bedroom. Take the mirror from where? Put it in veranda. Put it in bathroom side. Don't let mirror face your bed like this. Let me go to your house. Any eyes of the wicked in your house? Oh yeah, let them be blinded in the name of Jesus. Me, apostle of mystery, no be joke. If you are my children, you enjoy from this. Any mirror they are using to enter your house. Wait. A pastor called me from Europe and he sent me a picture. He said, look at this. You saw what you saw? I show you. And they put something on their mirror facing their bed like this. I said, tell them to carry that. He said, no, they met it like that. It's an apartment. I said, then let them cover it. I said, carry clothes and cover it. When you are sleeping, whatever they are using as access, so you are connected, let me pray for you. To enter into your house, I break their access. Oh God, I say I break their access. I block their access. I destroy their access. I destroy their access. I destroy their access. I scatter their access. I scatter their assets. In your house, I scatter their assets. The eye they put there, I blind them. You say, well, we cannot fight him again or her again. So let us be monitoring him and be telling our Dibia, whatever they want to monitor you shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. Do you believe this prayer is one for you? Say after me, say, my Father, enter into this month of June for me. Let me see an answer to this prayer. Pray the prayer for 3 minutes.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service time, 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, temples, and to make power.